Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau serves agriculture across all 77 Oklahoma counties. They're invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau is all about improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is excited about being a part of the 100th anniversary convention of the American Farm Bureau in New Orleans. We'll have coverage with radio reports, web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our daily email, and via our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Our coverage powered by the strongest and largest farm organization in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Among those who follow the cattle markets, there is universal concern about exactly what's going to be happening over the next week or so in regards to the partial government shutdown that currently has about one-fourth of the federal government shutdown that does include, of course, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The worry is about some reports that normally we would have in January that we may simply see postponed, or worse, we may see them totally scratched altogether, depending on how much longer this shutdown does go and the battle between President Trump and the Senate and House Democrats. Cattle market watcher Glenn Tonser says that while market news reports, things like our wholesale box beef trade and our auction barns, that flow continues, the critical data is in real jeopardy.
And there's a rapidly developing long list of issues here. USDA AMS, Ag Marketing Service, is the branch of USDA that's responsible for things like the Dodge City Price Report that I would quote, and other things that our listeners are used to. The good news is a lot of those AMS functions are continuing, so they are not sensitive to this shutdown as they might have been in the past. One of the most important reports that comes up in the cattle complex is the January cattle inventory report. Historically, we have a January and a July one. That's when we get an update on herd size, heifer retention, and therefore how big we think the herd's going to be in the future. The January report, we get state-specific information, so I get some regional insights on herd expansion and so forth. That's scheduled to come out the very end of January to be determined if that occurs. I want to basically be transparent so people know some of the information that analysts have is being impacted. Please recognize I'm not taking a stand on the shutdown. That's way beyond my pay grade, and there's lots of reasons for that. But it is important to understand that information flow is being hit.
One of Dr. Tonser's projects that continues to work well is their Beef Basis Stocker Index. This is on a website known as beefbasis.com. He says right now, it looks like as we peer into 2019, the Beef Basis Stocker Index suggests there is some money to be made in the cattle industry here in the Southern Plains.
Currently, we're basically projecting a cash price in the upper 160s. I hope folks regularly look at their marketing plans and so forth. But if you just want general context about what 2019 is looking like, if you're a cow-calf producer, if you want to think through, you know, opportunities to buy those calves then and so forth, I encourage you to use beefbasis.com here to do that. Big picture context, that's a little bit lower than in 2018, but not much. So if realized and if cost of production don't change much, would be setting up for a small profit for your quote-unquote typical cow-calf producer in 2019. If that's realized, I would say that's a pretty good thing given where we're at in the cattle cycle and so on and so forth. Time will tell if that holds per our other big picture points we noted to earlier. There's plenty of room for some downside development in that story.
Extension livestock market economist out of Kansas State University, Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.